time for our South Coast Community Health Spotlight. And today we shine that light onto the Fishing Partnership Support Services Organization. JJ Bartlett, you're the founding president of this. Tell us about it.
We're a nonprofit company that has been improving the health, safety, and economic security of commercial fishermen and their families and their communities for about 30 years now. From an economic perspective, a lot of people don't realize what a driver of the economy the fishing industry is. So New Bedford is the largest port in the country, for example. And outside of Alaska, Massachusetts lands more fish than anywhere else in the country.
Wow.
We have about 7,000 fishermen here in Massachusetts, but 130,000 jobs depend on those fishermen to pull the fish from the sea.
You know, everything from ice to rope or whatever. I mean, like you look around, there really are so many side industries that tie into fishing.
Absolutely. And these are men and women who are risking their lives every day mm-hmm. to feed us.
Why support these fishermen and their families?
First of all, because we need them.
Mm-hmm.
They provide us with the food that we eat, and there aren't enough people doing that. We have too many people starving, even in this country right now. And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, we need more fishermen. The other is, sadly, there's a healthcare crisis among workers in this country who have high rates of pain and injury on the job. So you can imagine, fishermen don't get paid if they don't work. That's a tremendous amount of pressure. On top of that, everything that they do depends on forces outside of their control, like the weather, the fish that they catch, are they even there? Government regulations, price of fuel. That kind of uncertainty causes a tremendous amount of stress as well.
Mm-hmm. So it's a lot on these guys. It's the physical, it's the mental, it's a lot of wear and tear. And then it also affects their families, that trickle-down effect. What are some programs then that you offer to assist?
Yeah, so one of the problems with the fishing industry as independent workers, they don't have access to the same support systems that a lot of us have through our employers. So there's no human resources department for the fishing industry, for example. We have created a human resources department for fishermen through local offices that are staffed by members of fishing families. So right down here in New Bedford, we have an office, and we serve about 30,000 families just in New England alone. Outside of this work, fishermen really wouldn't have access to these types of support services. So the people who work in our offices, we call them navigators, and they come from fishing families, so they know what fishing families need. They are there for fishermen after a traumatic event like a loss at sea, and they bring in trauma support.
What about retirement planning?
We're starting to get more and more into that, exactly. A lot of people who work for a large employer can get their 401k at their job, and independent workers don't have access to that.
JJ, what can we do? Is there anything that we can do to help, to assist?
Absolutely. So first of all, if you go to fishingpartnership.org, you will find our website with all sorts of contact information and calendars. Spread the word. Get fishermen to come to our trainings. In addition to that, if you're just a landlubber and you don't know a fisherman, feel free. These are the people who risk their lives to feed us. Look around and maybe give us a donation.
JJ Bartlett, founding president of Fishing Partnership Support Services. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Website one more time?
Fishingpartnership.org. Thank you so much for allow me to be here.
Thank you, JJ. It's our South Coast Health Community Spotlight on Fun 107.
Over at the tip.